I don't say this often to crowds, but you're welcome. I'd like to apologize to anyone who's been blocked by my, you know, silhouette. And like, I'm not really into LGBT poetry, because I'm a biological woman. But I'm gonna read Jim's poetry. He's fabulous, like, you'll love him. So this first poem is about men, my favorite kind of men, straight men. It's called Dear Straight Men. Dear straight men, just because I'm gay, it doesn't mean I want every man. I only want most of you. There's no need to think yourself special. I have a crush on humanity. I want to be Freddie Mercury, rolling across a sea of naked men. Their oiled bodies glistening, carrying me for eternity. My preferred mode of transport. I'm watching my carbon footprint. It's my cycle to work scheme. Tell your company. Dear straight men, just because I'm gay, it doesn't mean I cross-dress. It's just a little number I put on for Tesco. I dress up for the meat freezers. The vapor pouring out is stage smoke. I vanish into linoleum. Now you see me, now you don't. Dear straight men, just because I'm gay, please don't message me while your girlfriend sleeps. Please send me love letters. I don't mind affairs if they're high profile. I'll be your Monica Lewinsky. Send me roses on my birthday. Pay for hotel rooms with cash, never credit. We need to keep Hillary sweet. Dear straight men, clearly I take my sexuality very seriously. Now if you'll excuse me, I have to go to my mother's house. Here comes my taxi of rolling man bodies. Thank you, darlings. So this next poem is called Straight Pride. I don't know if you heard about what's going on in Boston. Like, they've approved a whole straight pride parade, and I'm like, what the hell is that gonna be? Like, I mean, is there gonna be rainbow flags? Like, what exactly are they gonna do? So, I'm just trying to imagine it. Straight pride. Every shade of beige will be draped around Boston. Don't stop believing in summer of 69 blaring from the floats. Grown men running around in Rocky and Buzz Lightyear costumes. Straight women can leave their gay best friends in a playpen. Every color of the rainbow blended into a terrible brown. And they'll wave that great brown flag around and shout their message aggressively. We're here, not queer. Get used to it. Vanilla ice cream. TED Talks on the missionary position. Female impersonators impersonated by females. Outdoor screenings of the Titanic. Goat yoga, avocado toast, every movie starring Tom Cruise, and especially khaki pants. Protest, verb, a statement or action expressing disapproval of or objection to something. LGBT activists will get accused of being Westboro Baptists. For for picketing the ghastly Pride parody with signs that read, "When did a straight person get jailed for being straight? When did a straight person get put to death for being straight? When was it illegal for men and women to get married? What is there to protest? Oh, repressed majority, how have you coped these last 10 years? Is it because we've taken rainbows away from My Little Pony?" So my mother was the 5-word challenge winner.
Yeah.
And she mentioned Panty Bliss in her poem. I don't know if you can recognize her, but she's there on my shoulder. So I'm a big fan, obviously. So I've got a poem here, and it's kind of inspired by Panty and what she did for marriage equality and, you know, for our country. And it's called "The Isle of Saints, Scholars and Crossdressers." Parades drifted me feckless through the village, with shrill whistles playing the dawning of the day. How the brass notes floated into the hot sky like copper flakes, and fell on the amused crowd, shouting crowds, waving to St. Patrick in his long and shapeless gown as he twirled his staff around. The clouds edged in heavy and thick as Culcannon, and when I felt that hot milky light drench my skin, I wanted nothing but to get away, to go away, to go and wait by the car. This is a childhood poem. Panty Bliss, meanwhile, circled the dark green crevices of our 40 shades, outrageous on fetish club stages, spraying enemas of green paint to celebrate our patron saint, with all the freaks and the gays shrieking for that huge cartoon woman unstitching the night sky. St. Patrick's Day, Tralee, age 16 with my friend Evan. We served tricolour realness in kitsch green baby tees with a graphic spray of lightning bolts and the worst orange waistcoats. All those years in the closet, we knew nothing about clothes. We were two birds of paradise perched among a murder of goths. Evan's purple hair was a Union Jack left out in the rain. Every delicate flick of his emo fringe was patriotic. And we moved through the town like lightning poles, conducting blue sparks off the eyes of strangers everywhere. Sister, we called each other sister, linked arms and laughed louder than all those shrill whistles put together. A blur of drunk girls in Adidas stripes and Argos gold in circle dust to ask, "Are ye queer?" Evan said, "No, we're clearly butch lesbians." They burst out in laughter, like all of you. Here's the sad part. And I thought we won them over and became their very own Graham Nortons. One of them kissed me on the cheek, and I later learned it was a mafia death kiss. When she screamed, "Fucking faggot," with a rock to knock my lights out. I grew feckless about the Irish until Panty Bliss emerged from the dark green crevices of our 40 shades, with emerald green crates of light splitting off her body, breaking all over the floor in a spray of rainbow quartz. How she took over the TV screens, blasting sequin fractals all over the country's carpets, reflecting that rainbow light in a noble call for dark green green freedoms to spill off the top, with her eyebrows arched higher than steeples, addressing the people with cartoon lips calling for altars. This one is called A Queen Trying to Survive His Teens, and it's kind of about just growing up in Ireland and being a little queen. I was born May 6th, 1992. Homosexuality was legalized in 1993. I guess that means I was an illegal baby. You know what they say about gays always needing an entrance. The law changed, but people didn't. By age 12, I learned well how to behave. I studied the hand movements of men, steady ships tied down by their hips, and when they sat, I watched them sail into the bay of their lap. Whereas mine were pink Barbie boats that zipped around in conversations, gesticulating. When I sat with my hands clasped on my lap, they became a bone china basin held by rubber wrists, and then I turned them into ships. Each morning I went to my bathroom, the boy machine, the black bathroom mat, a conveyor belt carried me along a line of Lynx cans spraying gas from their steel eyes. A comb, slick with Dax wax, moved over and back, until I emerged, glossy, packaged, believable. Very believable now. I befriended some boys, the soccer kind, said I supported Arsenal to survive. When really, I was watching Desperate Housewives. But I'd deny my love for that show 3 times before the cock crowed. Their approval was my air. And when I turned 16, I felt the word fabulous on my tongue. That sparkling, ridiculous word tasted like a cherry cocktail that I splashed around in conversations announcing who I was. I flew a flag and hilarious girls encircled me protectively, their little gay president. We laughed so hard together, moving as one, wall to wall in the school halls, an untouchable circle. This one's called Hair, and it's kind of like inspired by a woman who like wears a wig. Like, I know nothing about that. This is my hair, I don't wear wigs. Hair. As all of my identity floats in the sink in a foaming porcelain pool, I consider whether wearing the hair of a stranger means inheriting their karma. Through the window, the streetlights fizz an orange glow. I gaze at effervescent rays on wigless trees and decide to stay inside until the sun has become a swallowed lozenge. Until the full moon smiles down on the town like a bald woman. The bathroom mirror is a canvas. I am a mannequin and I am an artist. Always meticulous about rinsing the stitching of the polyurethane cap. My hair care routine borders along superstition. Like a blind healer, my hands know if the water needs treatment. I won't bother calling the council again. They never understand when I say the water is too hard. They ask if I mean frozen. And I contemplate this. Wearing the hair of a stranger means inheriting their karma. I'm picturing my donor as a young woman with long strands of strawberry blonde, waving wands to the follically challenged. Although I know she was probably a saint, I'd rob all of her follicles in an instant. With hopeful squelch of wax into my hands, I beat texture into this borrowed hair, combing a convincing flare, making it mine. And once I see the Mona Lisa in the mirror, I will climb off this easel and breeze into the evening like the bride of nightfall. So this is my last one now. Is anyone from Kerry?
Yep.
Yeah.
This is for you. It's called Own Your Roots. I'm also from Kerry. It's called Own Your Roots. Now, before I say what I'm about to say, I will need signatures on these NDAs. I'm trusting you with a disclosure, risking an image I've carefully doctored. My deep, dark secret is I'm from Kerry. I know, it's shocking, it's hard to believe. I carry a bag with all of my discarded parts. The Healy Rays. Muttering about drink driving. Denying climate change. In his own words, sure God will find a way. But those brothers know how to whip votes, promising to fix potholes, Kerry's form of activism. Outside my mom's house, there was actually signs like, no canvassing here until the holes in the road are fixed. Literally. Back to the poem. I remember my grandmother with purpose in her eyes, as if recalling 1916. I should probably change that, she's not that old. Do you know the difference between a box of fags and the roads? You'll find tar in the fags. As I was saying, I carry a bag with all of my discarded parts. But I have fine-tuned my accent, clean as Newbridge silverware, around the neck of Anne Doyle. Wielding an accent clean as cut glass. I don't fumble out words with extra H's. Or R's. Or squish my sentences under a fork. Every word is spoken to be heard. Now and then, whilst having brunch, tracing my finger around the rim of honey nut nougat fudge craft beer, I'd excuse myself for the toilet. Slipping on my Kerrygold lies. I am flat on my arse with a novena of cows and chickens and Healy Rays flying out of the bag, and there is mud on my glossy shoes. As I lay splayed in my social faux pas, with hoof prints all over my sophistication, I begin to think about the wilds of my land. I am the landscape, a woman of elements, a blessing and a curse. Wild-eyed Celtic fairy fort, Queen Maeve laying splayed shale under my left eye, limestone palms, spring water tears, I feel I am beautiful. Monsieur cartographer, draw me like one of your French borders. Build a quarry into my heart and you will find the chasms of loving Kerry people. Drill into my belly button and find a cave and fairy forts, another world in an enclosed space. Cross me or my fairies and we'll bog burst the worst soil creep nightmares all over your dreams.